USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Airlines Flight 328 was carrying 231 people from Denver to Honolulu on Saturday when one of its engines failed, causing debris to scatter across Colorado's capital. The Federal Aviation Administration said Sunday there must be stepped-up investigations of Boeing 777 aircraft that contained the same engine model that failed. That's the Pratt & Whitney 4000 engine. After a month of laying low at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump will make his first speech since leaving the White House. Trump is set to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida next week. He'll be talking about the future of the Republican Party and bringing to light President Biden's disastrous amnesty and border policies. Vice President Mike Pence declined the invitation. A California mother who vanished on a road trip to Joshua Tree National Park has been found dead, authorities said. Erica Lloyd, 37, of Walnut Creek, has been identified by skeletal remains found in Wonder Valley last month. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The United States has reached a gruesome milestone. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
500,000 Americans have died of the virus as of Sunday, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls that milestone devastating. The chief medical advisor to the White House tells CNN that the death toll from COVID is something unseen in more than a century. That is why he continues to push for public health measures.
It's really horrible. It's something that is historic. It's nothing like we've ever been through in the last 102 years since the 1918 influenza pandemic. People decades from now, Dana, are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone, you know, in the history of this country, to have these many people to have died from a respiratory-borne infection. It really is a terrible situation that we've been through and that we're still going through.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is helping out Texans since devastating winter storms rocked the area last week. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs. Also, low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. Some counts put the toll at closer to 70. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Still, around 30,000 homes in Texas are without power Monday morning. The goal of giving California Governor Gavin Newsom the boot from office is on track to make the ballot. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Christopher Bell won Sunday's NASCAR road course race, taking the lead from Joey Logano with just 2 laps to go. This is USA Radio News.